Simon Samach Vav. We did Sif Dalad, but we have one Mishabura left. Mishabura Sivkat Mechav Vav. This is a long one. So the Shulchan Aruch brought two opinions. If a case of a Kayim is called up, does he interrupt Birchas Kriya Shema to get an Aliyah? And the Shulchan Aruch said that Halacha is like the opinion that you do not interrupt. We actually do like the first opinion that you do interrupt. Even if they call up not only a Kayim, even in Yisrael, and he's holding not only the Birchas Kriya Shema in the middle of Kriya Shema, even though another Yisrael is available, there's no Chashash Pagam. Well, he's not a Yisrael. I mean, he's a Yisrael, right? You know, that's not a Chashash. So somebody else should walk up. No, I became noigim shemafsikim and they quit a turn. But for him to be called and not come, in his action, there's a lack of kavod Torah. And the same way we interrupt Kriya Shema for kavod of other people, we interrupt Kriya Shema for kavod of the Torah. Levad, in who omed b'pasuk Shema Yisrael, baruch Shem kovam chaser l'olam bo'ed, lo yafsi b'emsoel. Those two psukim he cannot interrupt in the middle of the psukim, or in between the two either. So he'll finish those two psukim, and he'll go up. For most people, that's not a very long process. For some people, it is, right? The big rabbis, but you know, but for an average person, Shema and Baruch Shem, and then he goes up, gets an Aliyah, is not so long. Now that's what it's become the minig. I'm sorry.
Can you finish while he's walking up?
He should stand still. The same thing Mishubar means. Because we had before, you're not really supposed to move while you're saying that. So, if the minhag has become to accept that the person does go up, we're in room 106. Okay. So he refuses to go up, and the minig is to yes go up. So that's going to be a clear, obvious minig that he's going connected to the minig. So that's the issue. You're not supposed to be mashana b'nei minig because of machlokes if it's noticeable. Achim yuchol lemar l'sayim ad perik. This much of a person should do if he's holding close to the end of a section. So yamari he should you know, and he's able to before he goes up for the liyah. By diving a little more quickly, finish off to that end, he should do so. If he can't get to the end of the whole perik, he can get to the end of a thought, that is proper to do. But for either of these actions, a person shouldn't wait. He should rather just go up wherever he is, but if he could, while he's going up, etc., finish off to the end of a parak, he should. Okay, now, next step. So the person goes up for his aliyah. So normally, when a person goes up for an aliyah, he has to read with the Baal Kare. Omam lo yikra im hachazin. He should not read with the Baal Kare. He's calling the Baal Kare the chazin. He shouldn't read together with the person who's laning. Even if he's holding ben aprokim. Rak shiira lahatus ozer b'lishmai memenu, but he should definitely make sure that he's listening, and he will fill his kriya with the concept of shemei ka'ina. So you're asking a question. So there's a stira shulchan aruch. The shulchan aruch seems to say that a person who gets an aliyah and he doesn't read with is considered a bracha l'batala, right? The Shulchan Aruch also says, if I call correctly, Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah doesn't argue on that point. I think it's Ramah, actually. The Ramah says that a person who is blind can get an aliyah. Now, if he's blind, he can't get an aliyah. How is he getting an aliyah? He can't read from the Sefer Torah, he can't see. So he says, you rely on Shemei Ka'ina. So we see that Shemei Ka'ina is called by the Hefti, he's listening, it's equivalent to him reading from the Sefer Torah. So you have to learn that now he's saying that it's like a bracha l'batala. He doesn't mean a full-fledged bracha l'batala because your Shemei Ka'ina is good enough. It just means a midar boner that you're supposed to read with, etc. But a situation where you can't, you rely on Shemei Ka'ina, and that's sufficient.
Psukim 0?
sukkah you would read with. But in Birchus Kriya Shema or Hallel, I had this in Hanukkah, like, you know, they called me up for an Aliyah, and I was still holding the middle of Hallel. Because my speed of saying Hallel is a little slower than somebody else's, whatever. So by the time so they called me up, so I said the bracha, but I did not read with. We call Shin Shlo
Yad. Hallel is as strict as Krishma?
Yeah, as Birchus Kriya Shema. You shouldn't, you know, indicate the Sheikh Tzibur, you know, give a bracha to, you know, plenty and plenty. They won't give you a Misha Berach. Now, he says, if you didn't ask for Misha Berach, Misha Berach Shachach Chazan Shemoy, says to Misha Berach, says, what's your name again? So, I'm a little Birchus Kriya Shema, like, you know, that's my name, you know. Says, what do you have, what do you do over there? Rishartla, he asked him what his name. Kuliyama Mutala Shiva Bibnei HaKovit. So that's also called being Meshi Bibnei HaKovit. You know, the person should stay out there, they're like, you know, saying like, Misha Berach, that's it all. I mean, I'd be interesting to, I want to clear the following Shiloh. You know, I once had a chaver who went through the, you know, he came out that historically the Misha Berach was said out loud. So you're saying Rosh Hashanah Mivorek, no name, you know, like that's insulting to the person of the rabbit. They're saying something like the Gabbai says Misha Berach, you know what I'm saying anyway, like, well, so where's the COVID issue? Like, so you won't say your name. Ha'oilah, you can say Ha'oilah, you know, you say the same thing. So I'm not sure. I've seen him from shuls that whatever, you know, the Gabbai doesn't say it out loud. He says it quietly. So in that situation, you shouldn't have this heter of kavod.
So if someone just on Shema, and the Gabbai doesn't know, he comes over to him to say, what's the kavod from Leah?
So then he shouldn't. If he asked him before, should he go up? He doesn't go up. If he already called him, he has to go up.
Okay. Now, if there is, this is not, it's related, but not exactly. If let's say there's only one kohen in the shul, and he's in middle of Kriya Shema, so they can't call, and they know that he's in middle of Kriya Shema, so they can't call him up. So what do they call Bimkom Kohen at that point?
So he's going to get to that.
No.
Okay. Fine. And even though he's interrupted by getting this aliyah and listening, etc., but he goes back to, he doesn't, even if the amount of time, like Mr. Burroughs said for a second, was a long aliyah. And it was Shokhali Merkuloi. For him, normally, Birchus Kriya Shema takes 5-6 minutes. He had a real long aliyah, you know. Or the Baal Kari living very slowly. So it was shaykeli merkuloi. You don't go back to the beginning. You'll go back to where you stopped. Fill all your parsha rucha. Mishal yadayzakeli merkuloi. Now we call bidus ebedi yavet shakvar krooi. This is all talking about if they called them up. Avachachilu afilo oimer birchus Kriya Shema. Not only if you're in the middle of a Kriya Shema, but if you're in birchus Kriya Shema, because getting the Kriya Shema atzma lo yikro, so they shouldn't call him. Afilo ain sham kayin aluhu. Even if there's no kayin other than he, we should not call him up. That much is true. The lack of the mechir is the begama. Became a shoyser with Kriya Shema. Since he's holding, he's saying Kriya Shema, so people will see that, so they won't think that there's something wrong with him to be called up. They'll say he's not available. Rak yikru yisrael b'mkaymoi. Amutali kroyser b'shmoi b'yomer b'mkaymkayin. Okay, so Mr. Burr says that in a situation we do not call up the kayin. However, v'yesh cholkin. And they say, "Vermin the Gam is that Shach begamet l'koyin, because they know Kol Yoydim Shuoi Sipa Kriya Shema. Not every, you know, not every is necessarily tuned in to what he's doing, and he's not necessarily, you know, screaming Kriya Shema at the top of his lungs to the whole shul, you know. So they don't know what he's doing. Okay. So Mishmar says, so what's the hachra? Benira, the Yeshlismach lohakol l'kroisim who oimen ben aprokim. So we're going to make the following compromise. If he's holding Bemsa Perik, don't call him up. And we'll rely on the opinion that you don't call him up. If he's been a prokim already, since that's more lenient, we'll rely on the opinion that you should call him up.
How in the world would you know that? Where he's holding in the Krishna. He's saying Krishna. Yeah, are you going to stand and look to see where he's... how do you do that?
It depends.
Practically.
Listen, if it's not practical...
People don't like Ben a prokim. They don't sit there and wait for 10 minutes. I mean, they just move on.
Okay, you know, listen, you know. If your mazel is good, you know, you catch it at the right moment. We always should. So I was the Mishnah Berurah says, but I was
the guy is davening so loud that everyone hears what he's holding them. Maybe you don't want him in the shul.
Sometimes
again.
Sometimes they go by and stare into your center to see where you hold it.
Oh.
It's happened to me. Okay, we also talk about Imain Shom Koyin Elohu. So I have a different suggestion. He says, Yelch Meseknes is kind of Shikra L'Rishon. He should step out before they call up the Koyin. And then he can step back in for the laning. Once they already called up somebody else, become Koyin, even he steps back in, they still take the person who's there. V'chena Din B'Levi. The same thing will be true by the Levi, that if the Levi is in the situation, he should step out and they'll call the Kohen twice. Now, Benir Poshet. Furthermore, the Masevet Torah Munach al Shulchan ve'en lehem misha yuchal likris ba ki'im zeh shu oimed b'kriyishma u'b'rchuseha. The only person who knows how to lane is holding in the middle of a place where he's not allowed to be masik, he's in the middle of b'rchus kriyishma or kriyishma. That is what the Mishnah Berurah l'kul yama yuchal lahasik b'nei Kohen Torah. That the Sefer Torah should sit there, nobody should read it. That's Taka Bizoyan. So, if you're allowed to be master for kavod of a person, you can be master because of kavod atara, and you're allowed to interrupt and start, and the person should lay. Ach even benokalu the same loy mitkila a perik yisaim, but he should preferably get to the end of a perik if possible. But gam yim the oz is atzma milios hu akari b'shem akriya mashal alatara mitam hefse. And he shouldn't be the one. A lot of times, the Balkari was the one who also called up the Elias. Somebody else should do that, not him. Okay. Better chance of somebody seeing where we are coming in. Okay. I actually had this happen to me once. I ended up laying in the middle of, I think it was Hallel actually. It was Chanukah. Again, I was behind in my Hallel.
You're still behind it.
Now. It's some years back already.
Nothing has changed.
And I'm still holding that. I'm still in the Hallel from then.
You're still right now, maybe in holding in that Hallel.
Right. So I ended up able to get there. Nobody had a lay. So it's Chanukah. Like the
it's kind of easy.
It's kind of easy laying. Nobody wanted to touch it. They said, okay. So really? I went up and I laid. The choice of the matter.
So this thing that's become a coin. Do you think this applies only in a place where the person is known? It just happened to be one time. I was in Brooklyn. I was in shul for the first time, the only time. And it was Monday morning. And it was a fairly large place. And I was way in the back. And they called somebody to become a coin. And this went very fast. The guy must have been right next to the woman. And he started to bracha immediately. I didn't have a chance to say anything. I mentioned to Rabbi Yenner after. He said, you should have gone up there screaming and yelling. It's begun. But they don't know me. They don't.
Interesting. I don't know. It's an interesting question. I'm not sure.
It looks like it was fixed. Because if it wasn't fixed, they would have said any kayin in the shul. It was fixed. It was all planned ahead. I'm sorry.
It's a New York. It's a New York shul.
For sure.
Okay.
It was a Hasidish type of shul. It wasn't Hasidish.
No.
Okay.
But they maybe they never called.
Okay. Sif hey, ve'elu hein ben aprokim.
If you see a new face, you ask if it's a kayin.
Well, here we go.
Ve'elu hein ben aprokim. So what's in a ben aprokim? So he gives us about five junctures. The first one is ben bracha rishon l'shniya, between the first bracha and the second one. Ben shniya l'shma, between the second one and starting shma. Ben shma l'bahayim shemoya, ben hayim shemoya l'bayomer. That's four. Four ben aprokim. But ben bayomer lemon z'yatziv lo yafsik, because we said before, it mentioned that you should connect Hashem l'kechem to the word emes. So Yavsi Bein Hashem Ala MS, because there's a Pasuk Hashem Elokim MS, which is a Pasuk in Yirmiyo, but based on that Pasuk Hashem Elokim MS, we say Hashem Elokeichem MS, we connect the MS of MS V'yatziv to the word Hashem Elokeichem. Al Yarmer Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. So now, once you said the word MS, so you're already holding in the third bracha. So now you're Ben Saperik, you're not Ben Aprokim. Then your halachic status will be the halachic status of Emsa Perik with all of the concurrent. That's all one. It's all one brother. Yeah. Okay. Mr. Baruch of Zayin, Ben Aprokim. Ben Aprokim, the Arvis, Gam Ken Dinan Kumar Vashacharis. The Ben Aprokim of Mariv, we have the same din. We count them the same. Between the first Baruch and the second and Shema. First paragraph, second paragraph, third paragraph to Emes Bamuna, you do not interrupt. Ben Emes Bamuna to Hashkirenu, and Hashkirenu, after Hashkirenu, is those are that you add is Ben Aprokim over there. Maybe we'll take a look at the Berlach afterwards. Well, Yafsik, you should not interrupt between Hashem Elokechem and Emes. At time, the Meshubach Siv Hashem Elokim Emes. So since we, Navi Yirmiyo, put that phrase together as a way to convey the Emes of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokim is Emes. So we want to have that thought as well. So this is more chomer than even Emsa Perik. You don't have the leniency of Emsa Perik. This is more along the lines of in the pasuk of Shema or the pasuk of Baruch Shem. So you wouldn't say Menyan Shernab at that point. I mean, you shouldn't say Hashem Elokeichem and then answer Yeshvei Rabba, which is Mutab Emsa Perik. That you wouldn't do here. You say Hashem Elokeichem MS and then say answer Yeshvei Rabba. You should not be mafsik afilu b'shihiyah ba'alma. Not only should not interrupt the speech, but even with pausing, it's improper to do because it's the thought. Because then you lose the thought. The point over here is to have the thought. Hashem elokim emes, Hashem elokeichem. And you pause and you say emes later on. That you lost your thought. Okay. Now, so what should you do? You say Hashem elokeichem, ani Hashem elokeichem emes, and then you interrupt with the rules of Ben Aprokim. Now, Ma'ashad Ein Tzarech L'Emer Yosher. Mishabur says that sounded. Bamsa Perik, thank you. So that you've said Hashem Elokeichem MS, and that's it. You pause right there. Ein Tzarech L'Emer Yosher. You do not need to say any more before you pause. V'yeshavim know that the Kivan the V'yatziv who Gam came. Loshon MS. Yatziv is the statement is true, established, etc. It's a language of MS. And lahavzik bein emes leviyatziv. So you should say Hashem ani Hashem elokeichem emes viyatziv, and then respond. Birkor masim l'shulchan aruch. The Birkor says no, you do not need to do that. But toiv lizor lechatkila. But it would be preferable to get to emes say emes viyatziv and then respond. Now the bir aloch over here. Now, so the Bir Aloch over here originally understands the Tzin Vayomer and the Emes Vemuna. It has a din of Ben Aprokim. And then there's a Hagor. There's a Hagor which he says he retracts that and he says no. It has a din like in the morning that you can't interrupt over there. Then he grapples with the question, between Ayus and Hashkiven, are you allowed to interrupt? What's the question? Because the Mora says that Hashkiven, the halacha, you cannot be mafsik between Geula and Tefillah. So how do you say Hashkiven? The Mora says the answer is Geula Richta Dami. So the Mora says, well, if it's Geula Richta, maybe then between Ayus and Hashkiven was not Bem Saperik. It's really an extension of Geula. So that's the question which he grapples with. That's his question. So he says, no. Gam in Gayasil Hashkirenu was considered Bem Saperik. After meaning of Brachis, the Kima Tikkur and Bon Hashkirenu, Kigula Rachta Damyo, Al became in a Koral, the Shtay Brachis, Shomino, the Kolchad Hashim Bifne Yatsim. So once Chazal were Mesak in that, it's been a problem. Okay? So that's what he comes out with it. Now, so then after Birchus Shemar Yisrael Ad, it's been a problem again. Seen that in Shemar Esrei. Now, even though we say Baruch Hashem Lo'olam Amen V'Amen, that it sounds like what he's saying is anywhere in that paragraph has been a Ben Afrokin. So that was a Tosafot which was made by the guy, and it wasn't Medina the Gemara. So you finish Shirin Bo Yisrael Lo'ad, you have Masada Shemoneh Esrei, you're right now in between those two junctures. Yeah, you're saying some words. That's your business. That's not called Emsa Perik. That's called Ben Afrokin.
When did it start?
It was instituted by the Goyim.
So how come they don't do it in Israel?
The Gra had strong riots that's not to say it. And Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't these Kabbal by the Sardim, so the Sardim don't say it. It wasn't these Kabbal by the Gronix, so the Gron came out like that also. So between your Gronix and your Sardim, and then you know the Chassidim took a lot of their Minhagim from the Sardim also, so you end up with moments nobody says it. Okay. Vav. He possibly made a year I covered after Sha'omer MS. Okay, he said Hashem like you're supposed to, Hashem Elokechem Emes, Emes V'Yatziv, and now we don't do this anymore. But he was Shobim Ne'ayira, he was Meshiv Ne'akovid, so he interrupted. So, but Emes is part of the thought going further. So, what does he do? Does he repeat the word Emes at that point in time to be able to be part of the new thought? Or, as a matter of fact, Shasai Kadam Akazim. I finished Kriya Shema. I said Hashem Elokechem, Ani Hashem Elokechem, Emes. And I wait half a minute. The Chazan finally, the they're waiting for the Rav, and I finished before the Rav, and then the Chazan said, repeats Hashem Elokechem, Emes. For me, that Emes that I said earlier doesn't really mean. Really, it's part of the next bracha. It's Emes V'Yatziv, Emes V'Emuna, but it ends up like I'm saying Emes. Waiting a half a minute and then saying Amunah. That loses its thought. So what happens over there? Ain't our last of Lamar Pamacheras Emes. You do not need to repeat the word Emes a second time. And that's the Kiddush, that even though there seems to be a big interruption, you don't need to. Okay. Umamtin, Pirish, Mishibur Laman Aleph. So. Here is the Elo im loy shoa mishatkin alei kashachar ze vermer emes. Now, if you didn't pause, not only do you not need to repeat, you're not allowed to repeat, because you said before emes is a problem. It's k'mo yishma shma, umaydim maydim, alva v'shoa, after loy mashtikin alei, we don't have to stop him, because mokam ein tzarek lashi, he does not need to repeat. The lom aloy the chof l'pam ha-shniya, you've already said it. So you go back to where you stopped. Now, the truth is, the Mishabura said before, in the beginning of the case of Shol B'Sholim, he says, you go back to the pasuk. Some say you go back to the word where you stopped. If that was the end of a thought, but it was the end of a thought, you have to go back to the beginning of the thought. So, something, Mr. Brother, you don't go back to that word, you go back to the beginning of the thought. So, theoretically, over here, emes is the beginning of the thought. So I'm not 100% clear about that. Okay. Zion, Eno Emer Amen Acher Gal Yisrael, Mishum Navi Hefsik. So you're not supposed to be masik between Gula and Tefillah, so you can't answer Amen. Hagol, V'yesh Amrim Da'onon Amen. You do say Amen, because the Amen of Gal Yisrael. V'chein Noigim Lanus Acher Shliach Tzibur. You would answer Amen after the Shliach Tzibur. Al Mispel Levad Enon Amen, Kil Kamam Asim Reish Tezvah. But the Ramo says that we do not say Amen in our own bracha, different than the Sardim, which they have, they were Merkabal Halacha, that you can say Amen after your own bracha if it's a place where a thought ends. So swat by Mar, Seshem and Moshe Lavad, Amen. That's how they daven. We do it in benching. Amen. We say Amen after our own bracha. Right? So theoretically, for the Sephardim, you have
it. Isn't that a different reason why we say Amen after that? Because it's, the rest of it is Midrabbanan.
Correct, but we're relying on the we're accepting the opinion that you, even though the rule is you don't say Amen after your own bracha, when you're finishing a whole series of brachas of a thought, well, the series of brachas you do say Amen after your own bracha. We rely over here because we need to create a hafsek. Mr. Brewer gave an example of it. We discussed this halacha. So normally the halacha is, let's say I
we allow it over.
Let me finish my thought. So let's say a person is saying a bracha where there's no din of hefsek. Right? So I say a bracha on thunder and lightning. Right? So I say a bracha of Isma Sebereshis. And right next to me a person says Isma Sebereshis at the exact same time. I don't answer Amen because it looks like I'm answering, saying Amen to my own bracha. The exception to that is when a person finishes with the chazan the same time one of these types of brachas. So minig Ashkenaz, shemir mo yisalavad, you don't say amen. The chazan finishes, you say amen. Let's say I finish together with the chazan, I say amen. So we're accepting that psak that much that you do say amen after your own bracha when there's a reason because somebody else said the bracha at that point in time. So we do have that concept in halacha. So now, when I get to Goa Yisrael, so theoretically it's the end of a series of brachas. So the correct thing should be Goa Yisrael Amen. Hashem says Tiftach Ibi Yigit Lasecho. So the answer from Ashkenazim, we don't say Amen after our own bracha. But if I say it together with the Chazan, Bracha to Hashem Goa Yisrael, now the lachas they do say Amen. So that's where we get this conflict. What do we do regards to answering the Amen? The Ramah says you say Amen after the Sheikh. He says you do say Amen, no problem. But if you want to be makkah, say you don't say Amen, saying it together with him is not going to solve your problem necessarily. So what do you do? Mr. Brewer, Lama Beis Enorm Amen, Ben Acher, Atzma Ben Acher, Sheikh Sibur. You don't say God, you say the Shulchan Aruch passage, you don't say Amen, because it's a hefsek. Whether it's your own bracha, because he holds it normally you would, because it's the end of a thought, or after the chazan, you don't say Amen, it's a hefsek. Achagai Yisrael, Loshon Ovar. Now, this is not dealing with the. Once Mishmur quotes the words Gai Yisrael, he explains that halacha. How do you say Gai Yisrael? You see, you have to say it in the past. Mishum du koi, the Gula Sitzraim. It's not referring to the Gula Sida. It's referring to that which took place already. So, Hashem was Gai Yisrael. That's Goel Loshon Ovar. Avatil Shemon Esrei, Armor Goel Yisrael, you say Loshon Hoive, Mishum du Rachmininu. It's. Tefillah is a purpose of asking for a bakasha. Mispala alos, these davening verses should be goalos. Marav Shinoi Gemon Rebrucha to Hashem Melech Sur Yisrael Begar Aloi. Nitchak Hataz Moed Latarze. So when they would add piyutim by Marav in the bracha of Goal Yisrael, there was a minute that the Tachsim was Melech. So you saw v'go alo, not v'go alo, loshen ovar, v'go alo, he is garlos now. So the Taz says, what shot that? Is that we said that our nisach is, since we're referring back to Gulas Yitzrayim, it should be loshen ovar, not loshen hoiver. With the dog of Merovah, yish of kushosei, kumokim, ne kushosu, nogo, anche maise, lermer, gamba, merovis, goa yisro. Because of this question, some people do not accept the change that the piyutim does to the bracha. They're chayes in the bracha, but the regular words of Gal Yisrael.
Some people are interested
in the bracha of Gal Yisrael in Marivis. When they say Marovis, when they say piyutim at night. V'yesh Armin. Bracha to Hashem, melech tzur Yisrael b'goelo. Okay. Now, some say that you would answer me. The high yeshar mesirlu who the fila birchas atzma oine, kibushu siyim shall say their brachas of kriyashma. It's the end of a series of brachas. If you say amen, well, I have chashulei hefsek ben gula l'tfila. And they hold it's not a hefsek because it's about the same topic. Okay, come around more. The mitzad echad minageinu who gam ken yeshur mizel lochashin lehi the hefsek ben gula tefila. We accept the minig that it's not a hefsek. Well, kein noigim lanus achar sheich tzibur amein, but we don't accept the minig that you answer amein after your own bracha. So we have the sheet to held. You answer to your own bracha, and it's not a half six. You always say amen every time. So no, we don't do that. We don't say after our own bracha. We do say amen after the chazan, because it's not a half six. Go out yourself. Chakras. Okay, so he says, Arminig is lanus, akrashi tzibra, vadafka im lahiskla posik, adana posik, shem shosai tiptoch. Once you said Hashem's Sosai, you're in Shmoneser already. They want to try and make sure everybody, you know, fulfill all the shittas. So they came up with this great idea that you'll say Amen because you're holding earlier in the bracha, but it's emsa bracha. You don't answer Amen. No, because call achrayim. Everybody writes shal yafem. That's a wonderful idea. It's wrong. It's a nice, you know, balabatish thought process, but it's wrong. Shrehu b'emsa perik shalem as v'yatziv. Vein lanas of shumo main levad mishay mainim on nal b'siv gimu ba'gor. Akela kadosh shemat tefila. Nothing else. Aleph. V'gam lechatkila roi lahasil tefila shmonesa im ashtech tzibur v'akol b'shova. Beis. You should say together with the chaz. Everybody should start together. You shouldn't be holding behind. El eitzacher sheish. V'nochon lasosekei lotzit l'kul yama. So what's the solution? You end off together with the chazan. Well, in that situation, Mr. Bruce says you're not mechuyev to say amen. Which means even though we say you're allowed to say amen after your own birchas atzma, in this situation we wouldn't. You're not mechuyev to, so you don't. And that's a kiddush. Now. You should say Hashem Sosai before the chazan says. Is right about to say, "Baruch Hashem, God." So you said Hashem is aside. So you already said Shemoneh Esrei. You say, "I'm at." Look, then Nika Klal like the Moshe. There's a law. You're not supposed to start Shemoneh Esrei before the Zibur. Saying Hashem is aside Tiftoch is not called starting Shemoneh Esrei before the Zibur. Achar Sheyat Zibur. Let's finish off over here. We'll say Amen after the Chazan. Rotsam Im Eirish Ugamer Kadam Shteich Zibur LeHisol Dain Shemoneh Esrei. If you're in that spot, you finished Gal Yisrael. You didn't say Shemoneh Esrei yet. The Chazan says Gal Yisrael. You answer Amen. You don't have to wait. Now, because of this issue, someone will have this minute that they finish up the last bracha quietly. Baruch Atah Hashem, go out. Right, so this is why we have no question whether you answer amen or not. Because this eighth of the Mishnah Berurah finishing Mishav, the problem with that is, our halacha is when you finish with a chazan or somebody else, a series of brachas, even though normally you don't say amen after. In this situation, you do. So saying Meshavim in the Chazan, they hold us on an Eitzah. So what's the Eitzah? So you can touch on Esrei earlier. The other Eitzah, he says, let the Chazan say quietly. So what's the issue with that? This minig is brought. I mean, it's not, you know, it's a brought the Chazanish apparently held like that since nowadays the Chazan is not being much of the Tzibur, so he doesn't have to say it out loud. So, finish up quietly. We'll get involved in the Nishalas. If Hankins and Tzal held, you had to say it out loud. So even though the Chazan nowadays is not being much in the Tzibur, but the Maisa, we're still knowing to have a Chazan there with the Din of Parashat Lashma. So Iker Din Parashat Lashma, we'll see later on, is that he's saying the brachas out loud for the Tzibur. So the truth is, he says, how do you mekayim that? So you must say at least the haskalah and the chesima of the bracha. If you, a lot of the part which is in the middle of it, it's not ma'akibid yevet. So you really are mekayim pre-sel shema by saying, so the chazan will do the following. The chazan will get up and say, baruch atah, right after baruch. Baruch atah Hashem alakenem alakalom yirtzu or baruch hashach, asa shalom v'reis hakal. So he said the beginning of that long bracha, which ends with yirtzer marais, hello. Then he says the end. He should say the beginning of the next paragraph, Avu Rabba, Avtan Hashem Elokeinu. He should say that out loud. Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Hem Yisrael Avu. Emes, V'yatzi, V'nochem, V'kayim. And then go Yisrael out loud. That's what he really says. So I've heard once and twice, Reb Henkin holds, yeshiva guys, and they're talking about, because Reb Henkin holds, you have to say the last end of the bracha out loud. I said, you know what? If you're the holy Reb Henkin, you say the beginning of the bracha out loud also. Well, you don't do either. So don't tell me you know what you're talking about either.
What does
it say in the beginning? He said, because you're trying to recount it in a pre-Selashon. Was the chazm would get up, and he would be much of the tzibur in Berachas Kriyashma. So he says, you're recounting that by you say the beginning of the bracha, the end of the bracha, even in the middle, you leave, he says quietly, because the mice, usually most of that is not ma'akab anyway. So as long as you have the skull and the gemar, but he means each one of the gimel brachas, you have to say the beginning and the end out loud. So I have not seen anybody do that. But they're mock, but the Hank could say, you have to say, go out yourself out loud, but you know, I didn't hear you say, I didn't hear you say, Abba Rabba Avton Hashem Elokeinu. So, you know, so if you look up the tshuva of Rav Henkin,
So how is it done at the end?
So there's a new issue which they bring up. I'll cover a bracha. It's like a little bit strange. Bracha Hashem, you're brushing, you're wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
The Maisa Dishu brings that Rav Osner had that problem with it. He says, the Maisa says it out loud. Therefore, Rav Osner says, your answer remain. If you have to answer remain, your answer remain. Mishnah Berurah says, hey, to start a little beforehand. You know, we have other ways to do it. But
the problem with saying amen is that there's a hefsek, is the hefsek part. Is that the issue?
Right. It's called the Shulchan Aruch is a hefsek. Rav Osner says, make your minute. It's not a hefsek. So if you're an Ashkenaz shul, make it, it's not a hefsek. So say amen. And if you want to get around the problem, so start earlier. But to say quietly. The Maisa Minig Yeshivas was to say quietly. I don't know what they interpret that, but in Lakewood, these places, they say quietly.